Case, educate Jesse on time value of money. The following case study helps financial counselors think about how they would apply the skills discussed in this area. Note the open-ended questions at the end of the case. To be proactive in your education, consider writing responses in your personal study notes before reading the sample responses. Case, a young client, Jesse, has booked an appointment to discuss his savings goals and plans. He has been open to learning about various financial planning concepts in the past. After sharing some polite small talk, Jesse opens the discussion. Jesse, thanks for meeting me today. I have a quick question about savings. Counselor, of course, how can I help? Jesse, I have a savings account and it is growing okay, but not particularly fast. Counselor, okay, have you been able to add to your savings every month? Jesse, not consistently, but I've been depositing some whenever I get some extra money for my birthday or if something costs less than I expected. So anywhere between $50 and $200 each month, maybe. Counselor, saving anything is a great start. It all adds up over time. Building a regular savings habit can make a difference in reaching your goals. What specific question did you have in mind? Jesse, well, the account isn't really growing very fast, and I thought it would grow quicker. Am I doing something wrong? Counselor, I understand. I don't think you're doing anything wrong, but it's important to remember what you are saving for. You've said in the past that this is your long-term savings account. So thinking about retirement? Jesse, sure. Or a deposit for a house. Counselor, okay, great. Are you familiar with the concept of compound interest? Jesse, kind of more in the abstract. You get more back the longer you save, right? Counselor, you're in the right ballpark. I have an example about three friends, Hector, Jack, and Sarah, who started saving at age 25, which is how old you are. Each began with a $1,000 investment. Each also invested to get the same APY of 4.5%. The only difference was that Hector made no additional investments, Jack added $60 per month to his investments, and Sarah added $200 a month to her investments. Take a look at this chart. Jesse, okay, I think I'll need you to explain this to me. How do I get what Sarah gets? Question 1. After showing the above chart to Jesse, how might the counselor explain to him how compound interest can affect long-term savings? Question 1 sample response. The counselor should start by describing the chart to ensure that Jesse is on the same page. Each of the three people featured on the chart started with $1,000. Sarah deposits $200/month, $2,400/year. Jack saves $50/month, $600/year, and Hector does not set aside any amount each month. The chart, which assumes the three people do not withdraw anything from their accounts, shows that all three accounts increased in value, but the extent of return is vastly different. Since the rate of return was the same for all three people, the big difference is in how much they each are continuing to invest. Counselor. So compound interest is basically the idea that savings will grow faster if you leave them alone or add to them, rather than making withdrawals. Every time interest is calculated, it's based on the total amount in the account, not just the initial deposit or principal. Just leaving a single deposit in an account will grow, but as you can see, regularly adding to the amount can lead to considerably more growth. Sarah and Jack both see their savings grow far more because they are adding to their savings every month. It's a long-term strategy though, so you may not see your account value exploding right away. Note how all three start out very similar and don't curve up fast. But as you can see on the chart, Sarah's savings start to grow at an incredible rate eventually. It is important to explain to Jesse that depositing any amount into savings every month will result in more growth than just sticking with the principal. The counselor should discuss with Jesse what he thinks is a realistic savings goal. This should include what Jesse can afford and what his long-term goals actually are.